best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Good, that's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
I am short.
Big O! Showtime!
Maybe you should quit acting like a bitch.
Nothing wrong with getting a little dirty.
When you were making egg poo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room with sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a link at bat. For the show, then go to DLNGS.org. And I see challenge.linuxlink.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the gala's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1094 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel. Well, we did have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Yep,
I said good evening.
We heard you. And we have
dumbass
Dynamic Dave.
Hey.
I think we're like 2-3 seconds behind on Joel there because... I'm assuming, cause.
I have no idea.
You don't know. All right. Anyway. Couple of things. One. My own stupidity. Again. I don't know why this almost happens like every single year, but Monday morning I came down. We had storms here. Water all over the place. Came down here to work out. I go to log into my, workout tracker and it's not like my domain, it comes up and it says it's not passing the SSL test, right? The certificate is not valid. It's probably a self-signed certificate. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Cause I do the, cert bot, which is
Let's Encrypt,
right? So I'm like, well, maybe the certificate expired. And I'm trying to look at the certificate and it's not my certificate. And I'm like, that's odd. So I go and I just run through to renew the certificate and the citizen's like, your cert doesn't expire for a while. Do you still want to renew it? And I'm like, hell yeah. And then I go back and I try again and it hasn't changed. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, like, duplicate.
I'm like, what is going on? I don't get it. Like, and then it dawned on me that I'm like, oh shit. My domain expired. it was like 3 weeks ago, I was like, oh, I gotta remember to renew the domain.
This has happened before.
It happens all, like every year it seems to happen.
So this I run over there. This has happened before.
Yeah.
Will be doomed to happen again.
Yes. And then I gotta go renew the domain. And then I wait. And then like, so then, all that's taken care of, so then I'm like, okay, I guess I need to switch it back. And it's register.com, and I should have moved away from them a while. So I go to put my, you know, set the DNS record up, and it just won't let me do it. And I guess long and short of it is, I have to wait until they process the domain. Then once it's processed, then I can go in and put my IP address back in there.
It's not DNS propagation. It's them actually processing the request.
So the first one is them processing the request that then kicks off a DNS propagation, but it's already got their information in it. So then I need to go in and put, so like an hour and a half later, then I could put my stuff in, and then I gotta wait like an hour and a half to 2 hours for it to propagate through the DNS servers or whatever they're doing. So, I mean, I got it back to where it needs to be, but it was kind of an annoying pain in the butt that I seem to go through, too many times. I should learn my lesson, and I probably won't. And I even had it like, I was like, gotta remember to do this, and I didn't remember to do it.
I got two questions.
What was that?
How long did you renew it for?
Just a year.
Okay, and when does it expire?
Same time next year, April. April 7th.
Send yourself.
April 7th.
Like, send yourself a freaking message.
You don't have to remember. I got it.
There we go.
I
don't have to worry about it.
I'll warn you 30 days in advance.
Don't use Joplin for it. Use something else, man. Use a calendar.
There we go.
I got it. I got it in a Vim doc. It'd be fine.
But I'm actually, this is spring break this week. My wife is on spring break and I've been off work since today was my first day. I was so happy that yesterday I managed to get in, another conversion of a function. I was able to do all the testing almost 90% myself. So I was excited at that. I'm making progress. Little by little, we're making progress. And so there's that bit of excitement. But on a side related note, because I know food is a big topic here. We talk about it quite frequently. My grill, the Komodo Acorn that I have, my smoker and my grill.
Hello.
So this, what? What are you saying, Dave?
We hear you.
Dave?
He said hello.
I know he said hello, but then he doesn't respond.
He dropped off there for a minute.
Who, you did?
Yeah, everybody did.
Well, we heard you.
Could have been me.
That was probably you.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear any of y'all.
So if you remember, I don't think it was last year. I think it was the year before last, 2023, in May, I had ordered a replacement bottom part that didn't end up arriving till September, to which I decided to let it sit, and put it on, June of 2024, only to realize that it was all banged up and damaged and would not fit. And it was out of the return period that I could send it back. Well, cut to the beginning or mid-March. And I said to my wife, I need to get a grate, the cooking grate. I need to replace the cooking grate. And it was like, I got the cooking grate, the centerpiece, and then the bottom charcoal grate that goes on the bottom of the bowl there. And I wanted to replace all those because they're getting a little old, and that cooking grate is a few steps away from falling apart. So I ordered those three things. And 2 days later, I got a shipping notification and I was so excited. They showed up like a week later on a Monday and I pick it up, I open it up and I'm like, oh, this is great. No. And so the moment I go to pick up the cooking grate, it sounds like glass. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I didn't open it. Right? Because I knew, I could feel through the packaging that it was busted up and it was broken. So I got on a chat with them and they're like, can you send us pictures? And I said, I didn't even open it yet. And so I took a picture of it unopened. Then I opened it up and sure enough, it was like shattered.
In pieces.
And like a third of it was shattered. And so they're like, no problem. We're going to send you out a new one. You know, you could just dispose of the old one. So a week and a half later, the new one shows up. Guess what?
It's broken.
Shattered.
Oh, Jesus.
This is the other day. And so I got it on this past Monday. So I'm like, I got on the chat with them again and I'm like, hey, you sent me out a replacement. This one also showed up. Like, I haven't even taken it out. And they're like, oh, could you just send us a picture? So I took a picture of it, like, unopened. Then I opened it up, and then I sent them a picture. And they're like, ah, no problem. We'll send you out a new one. I'm like, man, you might want to tell them to do something about the packaging on this thing. Because they keep arriving shattered. And they're like, well, we'll put a note for the warehouse to, you know, do some extra packaging. And I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, and I'm like, part of me feels bad, but then another part of me is like, you know, they fucking shipped you
that busted up
bottom bowl before, and now, you know, you got to figure out how you're going to deal with that, because that's like $130 part. So you know, I, what concerns me about this is two things. Like, the great that I have right now is the original great, and it's been almost a decade.
Isn't that made is it glass? Of metal?
Yes, it is metal. What's that? What's that, Joel? I mean,
I asked if it was glass, the original one.
No, no, it's not glass. It is steel. Or I think it's steel.
Well, how is it getting shattered? That's weird.
Well, that's what concerns me, because this one has lasted me like, it's got to be close to 10 years now. And, you know, I'm close to the ocean, so the salt there, and it's humid and everything. And so, like, it's still all right, but it's starting to, like, there's parts of it that have corroded away
right.
a little bit. And, like, I pick this thing up, move it around and stuff. Now, I'm careful with it, but, and I haven't fully taken out these new grates. I've only opened them up and saw that they were, and what I mean by shattered, it's like somehow they just snapped in a couple of places, and there's like five or six pieces that have broken off, and I'm like, what concerns me is when I look at these and I'm like, this almost feels like a thinner grate than the current one I have, and I'm just worried that I'm going to be using this damn thing and it's going to start breaking at some point. You know, if I don't treat it like glass. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is the same thickness. I don't know. My assumption of what is happening, if it isn't that they've already been damaged before they've shipped them out to me, like, I'm thinking they're probably getting these things from, like, China or something, and they're already boxed up. Although, that wouldn't make sense, because when I ordered the parts, all the parts came in the one box. I don't know what's, I guess during shipping, like, maybe the shipping company, which I guess is UPS, or if it's FedEx, I don't know. Maybe they're tossing them around. They're getting
Me started on UPS.
You know, maybe they're putting heavy things on top of it. Like, the box looks a little rough, but it's in, like, there's styrofoam on the bottom, like about 3 inches of styrofoam that it's in. And then it's got like a cutout into that 3 inches. And then there's a piece of, like a thinner piece of styrofoam that seems to be on top, but it's also wrapped in bubble wrap, and that the grate itself is wrapped in like some paper. So I don't know what's going on. That's breaking this damn thing apart, but I told him maybe you should write fragile on the side of the box or something, because it's kind of ridiculous that this is the
fragile.
Second time that has happened.
Must
but,
be
you know,
Italian.
Yeah, here we are. We'll see. I expect to get it next week, and maybe I'll have another story that it's all busted up. There we are. Oh, and one final note. I saw the Minecraft movie today.
And
my daughter really wanted to see it.
And
heard it sucked.
I don't know. I enjoyed myself the whole time. It was a fun movie. I didn't think it sucked. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're not watching.
Well,
Citizen
it depends
Kane
on what you're
here.
Talking about. Suck. All right.
It was funny. I enjoyed it. It was a decent story. You know, it was the cast did great. I really liked it. Everybody in my family liked it. Avery had already seen it. Lillian loved it. My wife liked it. I liked it. It was a fun movie. Doesn't make me want to play the game, though. That's not my kind of game. I played the game.
I don't want to say it. Well, it has the feel of it's like, it's a fun movie, but is it exactly like it is in the game and stuff? You know, that's the thing.
It's I'm going to say they're pretty true to the game, right? The whole concept of building stuff and crafting, that's in there, you know, and it's pretty true to the game. I watched my daughter play it, and yeah, it's, I would say yes. Now, is the whole movie with them crafting, like, do they start off crafting pickaxes and then do it? Nah, it doesn't go like that. But that whole, the Minecraft aesthetic, the element, all that stuff is in there. It's pretty cool. I thought pretty good. What was I going to say? I hope, who was the creator? Mojang?
Yeah.
Mojang. I hope that he's getting residuals from this because he created this. He would deserve that. They had a lot. I was not familiar with any of these, but apparently a lot of the Minecraft YouTubers had cameos in there. Technoblade, who, if you're not familiar with him, he was a big Minecraft, did a lot of Minecraft YouTube videos. He was what, 20, early 20s, and he died of cancer. I forget what kind of cancer. Like, my daughter loved him, but
right.
his avatar
that, yeah.
was in there. So, you know, did the pig with the crown.
Did they have the dedicated Wham guy in there? Have you ever seen that video?
I don't, you know what, I haven't seen the video, I don't know, maybe it was, I don't know.
It's years ago at some Minecraft conferences, this, Chubby 8 or 9 year old kid gets up and asks a question, he's got a pretty big speech impediment, and he's asking a question about his server and the amount of dedicated Wham, and, he said it worse than I'm saying it, but he had to repeat the question a couple of times, and it sort of went viral.
Nah, I don't think that was in there. I don't recall anything like that in there. There was a lot of clapping and cheering in the theater when I was there. Weird thing was, like, when we got there, my wife got the IMAX tickets because they were like $5 cheaper or whatever. And I know I like IMAX and everything. We walked into the theater and there was nobody else in the theater. And by the time the movie started, there was maybe like 30 people in the theater for the huge theater. But again, this is like a Wednesday at 3 o'clock. So I don't expect it to be too busy, but
I love Minecraft. I still play it, but I don't really care about the movie. I'll watch it eventually, but
I have no interest in that movie, but I did see the trailer for Tron Ares.
Yeah. Nine Inch Nails doing the soundtrack, man. It sounds great.
I know. Well, I'm like, wait.
Trailer looks good too.
I'm like, wait, no Daft Punk? Then I forgot Daft Punk broke up, so.
I didn't even know they were making a Tron movie.
Yeah.
I found out they're making a new Karate Kid movie.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Yeah.
But then it's like with,
Legacy.
Yeah, who played
Jackie Chan?
It's Jackie Chan, but what's his
Ralph
name?
Macchio.
Ralph Macchio, who played the original Karate Kid. He's in there training. And I'm like, you know, I got to give him props. I got to give him props. Yeah. They're not doing a reboot. They're doing like we're moving on, and now it's the next generation.
It's a combo of the old the original and the new generation Karate Kid, which was really Kung Fu.
It's supposed to be a continuation of the Jackie Chan Karate Kid movie and the original Karate Kid movie and the Cobra Kai TV show.
Right.
I didn't even know there was another Jackie. There was a – I was vaguely familiar
it
with
had
Jake
Karate
Smith
kid.
In it.
Yeah, Will Smith's kid.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, you know, bravo for them for bringing it all together. At least it's not like another reboot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then they got that trend.
It just makes
me
wonder if they're going to have Johnny in it too.
Isn't he dead?
No.
Yeah, I think they're replacing him though.
No. Johnny's not dead.
He was all through Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
I thought
he won the whole thing, man.
No, but I thought like something happened to him in Cobra Kai that.
Nope.
Well. Oh, anyway, they're also.
I don't know. I'd have to watch the Cobra Kai to find out.
There's that continuing trend of let's take every kid's animated movie that we've done in the past 20 years and turn it live action. So there's a live action How to Tame Your Dragon coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't think I've watched any of them.
I saw
I mean, I sure as hell didn't watch the Lion King one, and I sure as hell didn't watch the Little Mermaid one.
Or the Snow White.
Or the Snow White, and I'm not interested in watching the Snow White, even with all the controversy around it, whatever the hell that is.
I think I saw the Lion King one. That's because my daughter was, when she was a lot younger, she really wanted to see that. But it was, yeah, the lions had no genitals was the big thing.
Right.
But I got in a little bit of trouble with the new Lion King because I let my...
You were lifting the tail up to look?
No. But my grandson...
Whoa.
He'll be two in June. He'll be two in June. I let him watch Mufasa's death scene. And when my daughter found out about it, she was heartbroken that he had been exposed to that trauma.
Whoa.
I said, it's good for
him. Did he even notice? Did he even like... Care?
No, I did watch, against my wishes, I did watch Wicked. And I'm not a big musical fan, and
You didn't like it?
That wasn't a Disney movie though. That's not Disney.
I love musicals. Yeah. We just had my daughter watch Moulin Rouge and then we watched Hairspray last night.
It was against Hairspray's his wishes. Good. They tied him to a chair.
See,
taped his eyelids open.
If it's originally a musical, that's one thing, all right? But, like, I'll be watching, like, it's usually, like, I would say 90s era TV shows like Scrubs. It's like you're watching Scrubs and all of a sudden there's a fucking musical. It's like, dude, really?
Look. Every TV show, sooner or later, and if there's a long enough run, has a musical episode.
Right, and they did it on Strange New Worlds, too.
Right.
Which is like, really?
They did it on Buffy.
Family Guy.
It's, the thing is, it's just not good. I'm sorry. Oh, no.
I've been looking for, I mean, I know CinemaCon was a couple of weeks ago, I think that's what it was called, and they released the new Superman trailer. And it was allegedly...
I heard it was awful.
I don't know, it looks okay, I'll watch it. But there was allegedly a 6 or 8 minute long teaser trailer for Project Hail Mary, and I can't find it anywhere. It's not been released yet, but it was shown 2 or 3 weeks ago, but...
Yeah, I saw that there was supposed to be a 5 minute long preview or something. And I'm interested in watching that because that was a really good book.
It was a great book. It was better than The Martian. It really was. I mean, just by a little bit. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to talk about this last week. Y'all saw where, in celebration of Microsoft's 50th anniversary, Bill Gates released the code for the, I think it was called Adair Basic or whatever their first program was. Did you see how it was released?
No, how was it released?
No, it was GitHub.
It was released. It was a scanned PDF of a printout of the code.
How many pages is it?
It's a lot. I don't know how many pages, but it's a lot. But, you know, I saw a photo of him holding up this dot matrix printout of it. And they just scanned that. And... release it as a PDF.
Jesus. Well, we had a kind of a bad thing happen in the family last Friday. Luke was driving home from where else? Bowling alley Friday. And a dog ran out in front of him and he nailed it. Don't know how the dog's doing it. I know it wasn't bleeding from what mom or what Misty said. So unfortunately it did do some damage to his car. So we got to put a claim in, and they're asking us like, "Well, did you get the address of where the dog's owners?" I'm like, "Okay. We probably killed the dog. The last thing I want to do is make them pay my deductible, okay?" I'm like, that's what I wanted. That's not what I said. That's not what I wanted to say, but I'm like, Jesus. I mean, I get it. I'd love not to have the ding on my insurance either, but
what,
you know,
what
it's like,
to the
God.
Dog? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, did the dog run off? Or?
I guess they went to the emergency.
Joel didn't
know.
Care. I don't know. Screw that dog. He ran out in front of my car.
Wait. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it went to the emergency vet.
The owners took the dog to the vet, or your wife and son took the dog to the vet?
The owners.
Oh, so you didn't change any information.
Mute yourself, Joe!
your wife and your son, your wife?
No.
You didn't exchange information. Okay.
No.
Hold on. Wait.
I have no idea. I wasn't there. They couldn't tell me. He said, it was a big dog. I'm like, well, what kind of dog, man?
I'm sorry to hear that. That's rough.
That's okay. You know, it's like, I'm sure that, you know, we're both going to be nailed by things, you know, like, we're going to have a hit on the insurance and $500 deductible. And I'm sure he's probably got at least that in vet bills if they decided to nurse it back to health. From what Misty was saying, there wasn't any blood, didn't have like any compound for fractures or anything, but.
Was it moving?
So that's good, but you know.
Did the dog like walk away?
I don't know.
How much damage did it do to the car?
I have no idea.
Well, you didn't look?
Just basically, there's like this black. Yeah, no, I've looked at that. It's the there's a black plastic trim strip right along the bottom, and that's on one side. It's kind of out of kilter, you know. So it's one of those things where if I didn't have insurance, I probably would have just tried to push it back myself, and it would have been fine probably. But you know, it's enough that and it's a newer car. I mean, it's a 2024, so. I still got a warranty thing I got to put in on it too, because it has one of those it has like emergency keyholes, you know.
You need to put a brush guard on it.
A
Bambi blocker.
I know, right?
How far away from home was it?
I've come close to hitting deer before.
How far away from home was it?
It's actually like on this. It was on the street right before we turned into development.
Oh, you so killed your neighbor's
dog! It wasn't like but maybe a minute or two from the house.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Do they know who you are?
Oh, I know. It's not a neighbor. No.
Okay.
It's somebody that goes to his church. It's his pastor.
No.
It's somebody's neighborhood.
You know, they understood the first time that he accidentally hit the dog, but not when he came back around and did it a second time.
Yeah, it's in the neighborhood, not on my same street.
So would the dog just run out in traffic? Just run out into the road?
I have no idea who they are. Basically, yeah.
That stinks.
Dog got away from the owner, and I know.
It's such a wild...
I love cats, too.
It's such a wild confluence of events because I suspect that road's not high traffic.
Yeah.
And it's just all those things that happen.
I've had the same thing. I've had a deer with every car I've ever owned. I've even had a wild boar. But I was coming home from a vacation in Florida, and for whatever reason, there was a group of us going. My wife and two daughters were in the car behind me. I was in a car in front of them. We took multiple cars. And we're someplace in Alabama or Florida and it's on this back road. And I'm doing 50 miles an hour. And we're passing this, you know, we're out in the country and there's a house with a big yard and there's some kids playing in it and their beagle just darts. I mean, it kamikazes right into the passenger side front wheel of my car and explodes. I mean, he went straight for it.
Was Beagle the kid's name?
But immediately after it happened, I get a cell phone call from my wife in the car behind me, and she's crying her eyes out. My two daughters are screaming at the top of their lungs. And I couldn't do anything but laugh because it just struck me as funny because they were so traumatized.
The dog exploded.
Oh, yeah. We got to the next rest area. I got out and looked, and that wheel was completely covered in dander. I mean, the dog exploded. And, you know, the worst part was – other than my kids being traumatized. That's not good. Is that was a yard full of, you know, kids, and they watched their dog just traumatizing himself right into my tire.
This kind of happened with us too. The I mean, two kids in the, that were at the dog's house saw it.
Yeah, I mean, this dog just, for whatever reason, decided he needed to run across the road at full speed, and I didn't run over him. He ran into my wheel and just burst.
Hey, Joe, to get off the dog subject, have you seen the Nothing, like, any of the Nothing products, like the Nothing earbuds and stuff like that?
I got my wife the Nothing watch.
Okay.
I think it's the Nothing watch.
I'm on Amazon now, and they got the CMF buds, by Nothing, on a limited time deal for $27.
That's really good.
I'll put the link in the notes.
I will take a look.
I'll be right back. I gotta step away a second.
Those look cool enough. I might have to order a pair myself when I get paid.
I've not heard of these.
Especially if it has active noise canceling like it says it does.
Yeah, I haven't heard of these specifically either, but the company I've heard of.
Yes. Yes, I like the orange ones, actually.
I'm not a big fan of the orange, but the black is the same price. I wonder why these, the night black ones are $45.
Right, that's the thing, yeah. The dark gray ones are...
Or dark gray are the same price. Yeah,
yep. Yep, I'd go for... Really, either of them, the orange or the dark gray. I like the orange. That's the thing is like, I don't know about you, Dave, but when I pick my shoes, like for my running shoes, either trail running or like road running, I like the most obnoxious colored shoes that I can find.
I'm not running currently, but I've gone through a lot of running shoes in the last 20 years. And, as a rule, I didn't care what color they were, as long as they were comfortable. You know, I never bought a pink pair, but I mean, if that's the only color they had, I may have done it, you know, but I never had to. But, I said all that to say this, I did have a pair of Dayglow Orange Nikes. And when I ran, I was running on the road. I never in years of running did anybody ever stop me to comment on my shoes or ask me a question. You know, if I'm running to a stop sign, a truck might slow down
Of course.
You know, nobody ever, you know, stopped and talked to me, but it happened three times with those shoes. Those shoes were twice somebody told me, wow, those shoes are really bright. And the third time somebody asked me directions. But so.
Right. I got
the more obnoxious your shoes are, you do increase your chances of having to stop for questions.
I don't mind that at all, actually, but you know, my current, the ones I'm currently running in, of the ones that I got, Ultra Forward Experiences, I think they're one of the rare shoes that Ultra brings out that's not a zero drop. It's 4mm, but they're bright orange and I love them things. I mean, they're so, I get so many comments on them.
The Ultras I have now are probably my all-time favorite color of a running shoe I've ever had. And color's not that important to me when it comes to running shoes.
Right.
But this color is mud brown. I mean, they're training shoes. Yeah, I mean, they're mud brown. And you can't tell
them they're dirty. Which Ultras?
Oh, and I forgot the name of them.
Olympus?
Olympus?
Oh, Olympus? Okay, yeah. Trail version of them, right?
Yeah, they have bright orange shoestrings, but the shoes themselves are mud brown. And they're perfect for trail running because you can't tell.
Right.
My wife's are blue and hers are filthy.
Right.
I was running Hokas before I switched to these and they were blue with white soles and they were filthy.
That's like the Lone Peak 9s have a color that's similar to that too.
The sole, the shoe, everything about it's brown.
They got Lone Peak 9s are in brown and the sole is bright orange.
Yeah.
But I think the ones, and I think that's one I'm going to go with from next, I'm going to probably order my next trail shoes, next week. I'm probably going to get the dusty olive ones. They're kind of greenish.
Yeah.
So, but I discovered, wife Saturday wanted to go to the library and I didn't really, you know, I didn't have any, I read, but you know, I buy myself electronically, you know, I buy electronic books, you know, so, and I just don't like,
You could check out digital books from the library.
You can, and I have done that, so.
You can download them off the internet, too.
I walked across the street, and I discovered right on Broadway in Grove City, there's a Columbus Running Company, and dude, I got into like an hour conversation talking about shoes. And then they're like, hey, we got trail running groups. I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm ready to trail run yet, but. Road run, yeah. Yeah.
What's your weight down to?
231.5.
You're lighter than me.
Yep. Good. I want to be lighter than me.
You're probably within a 40 pounds of me.
Yeah. I'm, it's funny. I joked that on, in our Slack, work group. I said, I lost the PMR, if you're an old school, Datatel employee, your email address was 3 characters. That's her email address and that's also what they use for her Slack name when they create her Slack account. So I said, I lost a whole PMR cause she's this little itty bitty thing. I mean, she's like maybe 4.5 foot tall. She's short and skinny, you know, and Indian. But she is fun. And, I said, I probably lost it. And she smiled. I'm like, you know, I'm like, cool. But yeah, I it's like, give me any color but black and running shoes. Black or like blue, like a navy blue. I'd rather have brighter colors. That's just me. That's just my preference, you know. Like another in my short list would be the orange/teal ones. So, and it all depends on what, cause I'm probably gonna order them from Amazon, cause they're a lot cheaper. Like, the Lone Peak 9s are $140 on Ultra's website, and I think they're about $114 on Amazon.
I got mine on Woot with a flash sale or something for like $80.
Can't beat that, man. Nah. That's good. So let's see. I got them in my list here. I may also try and pick up, mostly for the trip in May. Although I don't know, cause I don't know if I want to spend that much money on a bag for that, but Black Voyage Vacuum Seal Compression Travel Backpack. It's a 60 liter backpack. So it does have, space for like your laptop in it, right? But the section where you can put your clothes, and comes with a vacuum pump so you can suck all the air out of it. So I'm thinking just when I pack my stuff in our rented car that we're going to get for this trip, I want to take the least amount of space possible just because I know Luke's got 8 fucking bowling balls and I don't know how many, the other two are taking with them. But then we have to have all our stuff. I'm also taking less clothes too, cause the Verbo that, we're in down there, it's basically, we got a whole house for the week, right? With a swimming pool and it has a washer and dryer in it. So I'm like, there's no reason for me to take a whole week's worth of clothes. Cause I can just take, you know, 2-3 days worth. And then, you know, when I'm in the last set of clean ones, just wash the dirty ones. Yeah, I got them in my wish list here.
A couple of years ago, we went on vacation to Florida and me and my youngest daughter had to come down a day late because she was taking the dental assisting board at the time. And that was on a Saturday. So my wife and my oldest daughter, her husband, they went down first and we came down a day late. So I was left unsupervised as far as packing.
That's not good.
Stuff. Yeah. So I packed, in a trash bag and vacuumed out all the air out of it. I was proud of myself because I mean it was small.
So you were a step below the Piggly Wiggly bag.
Yeah.
So let's see, Ultra Lone Peak 9. The teal ones that I'm looking at. Oh no, the brown ones are $139. That's the thing I don't get is the colors can vary the price, and the other ones are $139. So about $139. So they're about $10-$15 cheaper. Plus, if I order them direct from Ultra, I'd have to pay shipping, from Amazon, no shipping, cause they're Prime. And they'd be here in one day. So we'll see. I'm not exactly sure what color yet. And I'm also tempted cause they have you ever seen the shoes they have with the BOA lacing system?
I don't know what that lacing system is. I have the bungee with the elastic. I got the elastic shoestrings with the.
That might be what they call BOA.
Yeah, maybe. I forget what mine are called, but,
there's like these dials on the side of it.
Yeah. Well, no, this is just like a bolo tie. I mean, it's got a thing you pull and just tightens it up. There's no laces. I mean, there's a lace, but you don't tie them. It's elastic and it's got this plastic stopper that you tighten it down with.
Like that. This is the BOA system. The only thing is the BOA ones are a little heavier. And for my hiking preference, I like lighter shoes myself. And these ones also have Vibram.
Yeah, this is not, mine's nothing like that.
Okay.
Mine are just elastic replacement laces. I'll show it to you.
And big reason I don't want these is they're $175. I'll do fine any other ones. Plus, like I think just cause one of the things that's really holding me up to start training for the Mammoth March is all this freaking rain we've been getting. It's been nuts here. The Mingo Trail, which is one of the trails over at the closest metro park to me, the whole southern end of it, it's basically the Scioto River covered it all up. So, I mean, it's flooded a little bit. And it's raining again today. It's like, come on, man. So, I know me and a buddy are planning on going down to, not the one I'm doing in Indiana, but the one I'm going to do in August. We're going to go down there to do some training because they got hills. And I need some hills. So I figure we're going to go do, we're probably going to line up right about where I dropped out of the hike last year and try to hit the second half as much as I can. Within reason. I don't want to spend 8 hours down there. You know, 4 hours is plenty. So go 2 hours out and then a couple hours back. So that would be, see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 3, 9, 10. That'd be about 12 miles if I do like out and back by my normal hiking distance, you know, and at my hiking pace, which is about 3 to 3.5 miles an hour. Yeah, I can go faster, but.
Lock laces is what I've got.
Okay. Yeah. I'm also debating too. They're a little more. But they have the Lone Peak 9 pluses, which are just like the 9s, but the only difference is that the soles are Vibram soles instead of the Maxtrax, which is, Maxtrax is Ultra's own rubber design, and Vibram, of course, is Vibram. Everyone knows Vibram.
Yeah, my Olympus have Vibram soles.
Yeah. They have them in the Mont Blanc ones. And the Lone Peak Plus, a 9 but Plus.
I did have to glue the tread back on both shoes, though. It's held.
See, well, the only thing is, in the U.S., the Lone Peak 9 Pluses are only available at our REI, which is okay, because I'm a member of the co-op. So if I buy them, try them out, and discover I don't like them, and I want to switch shoes or something, they'll take them back. So, because I'm a member of the co-op. But we'll see. And if I go with the 9 pluses, if they have them, They have these obnoxious blue color, and that's what I'll go for. It's like a blue with a green trim and gray, green, blue, green, black trim. So, like I said, I like obnoxious shoe colors because I like to talk. I don't mind it. But, and I'll get me some pink and Jenny socks, toe socks. So, that's the nice thing about hiking is it's okay if you have extras because you probably want to take extras in your pack just in case your feet get socking wet. It's never good idea to walk in a wet socks. But yeah, and I got my room reserved out in Indiana. I was debating on doing a Airbnb, but I just found a hotel that's like a half hour away. Cause it's about 2-3 hour drive. So I'll just drive out there and relax. Buddy of mine's probably going to stay with me. We got a room with two beds in it, and then we'll, hit up the Mexican restaurant, the carbo load for the hike. We'll see. See, I'm 231 now. I'm trying to think how much I have to look and see how much I lost in the last month and kind of get an idea of what my general weight might be, come that time. It's June 28th, so it's a couple, like a little bit over 2 months away right now at this point. But I do need to get some distance hikes in there though. And I'm hoping, if I don't get, I'm on actual nature trail, what I may do is I may go, they got some paved greenway trails. I can go on those. It'll be paved, but you know, just for the distance, just to get the distance in, you know. Cause I could probably go on one of those. If I go like 10 miles out, then backtrack 10 miles back to the car and be 20. So, and that means I could comfortably hit the distance. Cause I haven't, 16 is my current record right now. So we shall see. I used AI the other day, wanted to design a t-shirt, and I wanted the t-shirt to say, "Embrace the suck." But I wanted to have it to have a hiking theme. So I plugged that in the Gemini and this is what it spat out. I gotta get the link of it.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that last week, but you didn't have a link.
Yeah, I got a picture of it.
Is that a QR code?
No.
Hey, speaking of AI, I know that Dan is back. Your job is WordPress related, isn't it?
A part of my job involves WordPress.
Okay. I saw a story about WordPress has launched an AI site builder, and that's spawned a lawsuit with, from the, I guess, WordPress parent company and another company called WP Engine, which offers site building services.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and evidently WordPress's parent company, which I think it's Automatic is the name of it. I think they've had a 16% layoff or something recently. But the AI tool, I think, is only for new sites. It won't work on existing sites, and it won't do e-commerce.
It sounds like, and I'm not familiar, because we wouldn't even be using any of that stuff anyway. But my question, you know, maybe you know, is this essentially for building a new site, correct?
The tool operates through a chat box interface where users input specifications, resulting in a fully formed site that can be further refined through additional prompts. It claims the builder creates beautiful, functional websites in minutes, blah, 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 but it doesn't currently handle e-commerce or complex integrations.
And so it's like a WYSIWYG editor that you don't have to.
Yeah, it's prompt-based.
So there you go. It's in the mumble chat there.
The WordPress thing?
Oh. No, my t-shirt. The t-shirt I made with my cricket.
Yeah, the WordPress story's on Slashdot.
Embrace the fuck.
The suck. Oh, the suck. Suck.
Sorry. Oh.
That's hikers use that a lot, you know, cause, I mean, if you're out like 10 miles out and it starts to fucking rain, you just gotta embrace the suck. You know, it's just good. The getting back home is gonna suck. That's all. I'm debating making my next shirt be Burpees Are the Devil. Because for the last 4 straight weeks at boot camp, we've done burpees every fucking week.
Well, you made that on your t-shirt maker or whatever you have?
Yeah, I did actually.
The cricket, that's right.
Embrace the suck, yeah. Last week, boot camp, we have these dice you can roll. And what it'll have like a time or how many on one dice.
Just put it down there. I'll do it tomorrow.
On the other one, they have different exercises like sit-ups, push-ups, shit like that, right? Well, one of the slots has the word ignite on it, which is essentially a wild card. And, well, I'm trying to figure out who said it, but the time dice had 90 seconds, and it's either hurt my coach's little girls or one of the other coaches, which there's 2 coaches, a guy and a girl. They chose burpees, and I'm like, I just did all, and we just did burpees the previous Tabata set. And I'm like, I'm doing modified. No way can I do that. I mean, the upside is I didn't have to do them fast, you know, so I could have done 90 seconds of work and just did them real damn slow. But I can do burpees, but there is a breaking point for me still. You know, I'm getting, and that breaking point's getting less and less. I'm doing more and more. So, I mean, it's not like I'm not trying. But that's the one thing that I like with that work, this workout group I do, these workouts with on Thursdays is if you can't do something, the coach gives you an alternative. Well, can't do this, do that, you know, just to get you moving, you know, and that's really the key for me was just getting started moving. You know, I'm still doing it and getting out there and doing it. Eating my first one level 1 bars and whatever I need else I can do to get to 170 grams of protein. And I've done some crazy stuff to get to that. I think, like, in the mornings, I start drinking 2 scoops of protein instead of just the 1. That gives me about 50 grams, so I start off high.
Is that from the CBD?
No.
You start off high? No, you wouldn't get high from CBD.
No, see, Joe, have you tried low sugar in the regular creamy, Ninja Creamy, low sugar recipes?
Yeah.
Okay, and it works fine?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Just almond milk and protein powder, essentially, and then maybe a couple of other things and some mix-ins. But you need to get something like erythritol.
Yeah.
In order to keep
Swerve.
It from...
Yeah, it's Swerve.
Well, no, yeah, but you're adding it specifically to keep it from crystallizing.
Right.
When you blend it.
Right. Because that... actually works very similar. It's very similar to the swirly, except it just doesn't have the swirly part. So that's because Sam's Club has that for $150, but they want like $300 something for the swirly one, which will make the soft serve. I think I'm just fine scooping it myself.
Yeah. Well, I haven't made any ice cream in a little while because I don't have any freezer space right this minute. But we're working on it. As soon as I get freezer space again, I got 8 containers now. I'm going to make a shit ton of ice cream.
Oh, and I might test this out before Easter, which means I got to do it next week. my sister-in-law, she usually has Easter up there, and I think we're going to go up there. But when I do that, I usually end up making a cheesecake or something. I'm thinking about making a protein cheesecake with some, maybe the Oreo ghost in there.
Yeah.
Cause Oreos are awesome.
Just that and some frickin', either
more
pudding
Oreos
mix or, I'm talking about for the base. You need like a pudding mix and then the protein powder, and then just get it to the consistency that you want.
Well, I have cream cheese in there too, so I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could make it no bake. I don't necessarily have to, but. But that's, at least that's an idea, just to make something that tastes good, it's a little more healthy, more protein. Cause I'm gonna try and watch it, so I don't go overboard at Easter. I'm sure I will, cause, you know, Reese's peanut butter eggs and stuff like that, you know.
Hey, Dan.
Sir.
You use that outdoor shower yet? Been warm enough?
Nah, it hasn't been warm enough yet. Okay. It's still pretty damn cold out there. I mean, it was like it got warm the other day and then rained and now it's chilly outside.
Same
again.
Thing happened here.
Make my nipples stick out.
That's what she said.
Hey, we're converting our pool from chlorine to salt water. I probably mentioned that last week or a couple weeks ago. I don't know. But, I knew my brother had done this, but I never looked into it. But he wrote a program years ago. It's on GitHub someplace, but for saltwater pools, and you buy probes, like a pH probe and a saline probe, and you put those in line, and it's all hooked to a Raspberry Pi, and it's a server, and it tells you when to add chemicals, and I think I'm going to do that.
So you put it's constantly monitoring the pool?
Constantly, yeah.
Is it an Arduino-based device? That,
it's a Raspberry Pi is what he runs it on.
Oh, Raspberry Pi. So yeah. Then do you just attach it like to the side of the pool? Is it always submersed or is it just the probes that are always submersed?
The probes are in line. So they're in the, I guess, the return pipe to the filter.
Oh, it's in the filter. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, I have to drill holes in the PVC and buy the probes, stick them in there. I have to calibrate the probes once a year. But other than that, you just get a constant readout of, and it tells you, when to add muriatic acid or when to, when to add salt, But allegedly, nice. Salt water's, number one, safer. I destroyed my lungs with chlorine. And number two, a little easier. And number three, cheaper. And this should just make it even better. So I'm looking forward to getting a Raspberry Pi hooked in my pool.
But what you need to do is take it a step further. Have it added automatically for you.
Yeah.
How corrosive is the water to the probes?
I ask him that because, I mean, the probes I'm used to working with, years ago in a lit chemistry lab, my first job out of college, they were glass. And I don't know if these are glass or not, but they're resistant. You don't have to replace them yearly. You have to calibrate them yearly. I don't know what they're made of.
Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How does that work with glass?
I'm not sure. I mean, I really don't know. I manage labs, but I can't tell you how the probes exactly work.
Or manage labs.
I know they do.
I started watching, there's a cool YouTube channel. It's a name of the guy who does the videos. Tyler Foles, I think. Let me see if I can get a link to the channel, but he's a nuclear scientist, nuclear engineer, and has run power plants and whatnot. And he's done videos on Chernobyl and Three Mile Island and a whole bunch of other stuff. I just watched one of his videos today where he was doing like a reaction to this other guy. I forget the other guy's name, but he was trying to make drinkable alcohol from Elmer's glue.
Did it work?
I don't know. I was watching the reaction video and not the original video. So he only did half of it. Let me see. I gotta look in my list. I do subscribe to the guy. He's pretty entertaining. The videos are long though.
So I guess when you have a probe like that, Dave, it measures the a voltage change by the reaction that the water has with the surface of the probe.
Yeah, that sounds
and it
right.
Produces a resistance, I guess, maybe.
Yeah,
and
then it reads it.
You read that resistance, and that calibrates to a specific.
The name of the guy, yep, and the name of the guy doing that does the glue to alcohol video is Nile Red, I think. But the channel I'm looking at the reaction on was T Foles Nuclear.
Huh. I'm curious how glass probes work.
And it was the 90s when I was working with glass probes. They were pH probes. Well, no, we did the salt probe for glass, too.
So I put a link to that guy's channel, too. He's real entertaining. He talks about all sorts of different subjects. He edited a video on Fukushima. That's the reactors that had an issue after the tsunami in Japan.
Were they using glass probes? Probably somewhere.
He also did a reaction on have you ever seen Shy, SHIEY? That's another interesting channel. This guy, I don't subscribe to this guy because I only like watching like half his stuff, but like he had a video where he did basically went into the Chernobyl exclusion zone almost all the way up to the reactor. And that was an interesting video too, cause you gotta think in the exclusion zone, there's animals, there's plants and stuff, but there ain't not very many humans and no places to get food and stuff. So he had to backpack it all in. But he goes through some of the all these buildings in the exclusion zone where, people, when that disaster happened, people just got out. I mean, they got out quick, So like, you got classrooms with books and stuff all over the place and stuff like that. Real interesting. But this Tyler Foles though, he's a pretty interesting guy. Something to fill your time between technology connection videos.
There you go.
And Wolf Pit. Wolf Pit's been quiet again.
I don't understand Wolf Pit's rating system. Because one show it's like, this is terrible, 5 out of 10. And the next show is like, this is terrible, 1 out of 10. And I'm like,
right.
Can we be just a little more consistent? But
like he did.
Did you see when he was eating those red hot sausages?
Oh, he did.
There was.
I'm behind.
This is a couple, like a week or two ago, that it was somebody had sent him. Like he's been doing the videos now, where he's doing like the regular video, and then instead of like right when he's heating it up or whatever before he eats it, he does that little cut to tasting something that was on his Amazon wish list that people send sent to them. And one of them was like, it was like the big hot mama or whatever that red sausage is, right. But it was a different brand, but same, essentially the pickled sausage, same thing.
You saw
the pickled pig's feet one, right?
No, I didn't.
I bet Dave eats pickled pig's feet.
No, I've not eaten that yet.
What?
I've had pickled quail eggs.
Let's see. Making age-old gravies. That's an older one. Spicy chili throwdown. I got to watch that one yet. I think he's got a new girlfriend, too, because his previous lady he's getting a divorce from.
Yes, it's a new person. Sometimes it's his daughter, sometimes it's a new person. Right. The new person, I don't know what her name is.
Me either, he never says it. I think the last one I watched all the way from him was the Sloppy Joe one. Which I just had that tonight for dinner.
You had a Sloppy Joe? Joe, how did Joe taste?
Good.
I bet.
Extra sloppy.
Yeah.
Hey, like I'm sloppy.
He didn't shower after that workout, so you got the full flavor.
Yeah.
You settle down, Dave. Don't encourage this behavior.
Oh, I gotta watch the one he did a review of cheeseburger in a tube.
That's old, isn't it?
That's 2 months old. I haven't seen it yet. That's how far behind I am.
I think that's one of those that he uploaded from his old channel.
It could be.
Yeah, because that was like when he was doing that.
Tapatio frozen meal. Actually, I've had some of the Tapatio meals. They're good. I liked them anyway. I'm not that picky.
Do you like a frozen meal, Joe?
Every once in a while, right?
Or Dave.
Sometimes.
Yeah. A hungry man.
Yeah, I mean, you need something.
Dave's
in
a hungry
queen.
Man kind of guy, isn't he?
Dude.
I'm not eating a TV dinner in I don't know how long.
Probably
the 80s.
I honestly haven't either. My son eats a banquet meals all the time. Like, my wife has been on this kick where we buy the big, like, I think there's 12 of them in there, cans of Chef Boyardee ravioli. And I'm like, how can you eat that garbage?
I used to, back in college, and, yeah.
Well, back in college, we were fucking poor, man.
I ate some of that in the last 5 years, and it does not taste the same.
No, not at all. No,
I used to make sandwiches out of it. You know, it was a ravioli sandwich. Oh, that was good. I guess what I had for lunch today.
Hamburger.
My wife has got cabin fever with this shoulder thing, so I took her to her mom's today.
And you left her there?
Applebee's. No, I stayed there with them, but her mom's 96, and they work jigsaw puzzles there. So my wife tried to work a jigsaw puzzle for several hours until it just wore out. Anyway, my mother-in-law fried salmon patties, and so I had 6 fried salmon patties.
That's a lot, dude.
I know it. It's a weakness. And a bowl of pinto beans with onions and hot sauce and French fried taters.
Nice.
Wait.
They weren't French fried. They were cooked in a skillet. It's sliced.
They were cooked in a what? In a skillet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this is
sliced.
Wait, home fries?
Them? Yeah, but they were medallions. But
who made that?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, you made your mother-in-law cook for you? You couldn't cook for your mother-in-law? She's 90 years old.
96. And you can't 96. Make her. You can't make her do anything.
Yeah,
she does exactly what she wants. She's like my wife on steroids.
Pinto beans and...
Onion.
Over top of hash browns.
Nope. Pinto beans, hot sauce, and onions in a bowl by themselves.
Well, I thought you said there was French fried potatoes.
There were, but that's a separate thing. I mean,
anything on the French fried potatoes?
Ketchup.
Okay.
And I put it on the salmon patties too.
Oh man.
You put the French fried potatoes on the salmon patties?
Did anybody get a good April Fool's? I really didn't see that many good ones, although I did see one, and I didn't see it until today, and I almost was fooled even today. Quest did one on Twitter where they said they were making protein ketchup, mustard, and one other condiment. I can't remember what the other one is. And I'm like, dude, really? I'm like.
And then you cried?
Yeah. The two I saw, and either one of them were particularly funny. My daughter sent me that Sour Patch Kids was dropping the sour because they were tired of people complaining they weren't sour enough. So they were just going to be just Patch Kids. And then somebody wrote an article. This went viral for a little while, and I'm surprised Home Depot even didn't press charges. But it was a news story that Home Depot was going to start charging for parking. But Home Depot did not release that. Somebody else did. So that was a little malicious. I mean, that could cause stocks to go down. I mean, temporarily.
It was on TikTok, I think. Is
yeah.
Quest protein ketchup, protein mustard, and protein relish. And I'm like, damn it. They should make that now. Damn it.
Nah. I mean, what are they going to put in it to make it higher protein? Beans?
How are they going to make it flow out of a bottle? I mean, it's going to, you have to spoon that stuff out.
Right?
Protein. Not everything needs to be protein. It just needs to be, no sugar. No sugar. And then you add the protein. Just get the no sugar or low sugar, low salt, ketchup. Because the stuff that says, no sugar is actually like super expensive.
Can you make ketchup without sugar?
You can.
Okay.
You can. Well, with 50% less sugar.
Well, it depends on what you call a ketchup. Like, have you ever had mushroom ketchup?
No.
It's delicious.
Yeah, ketchup wasn't originally tomatoes. It is now, but it wasn't ketchup, originally.
Ketchup used to have, red sauce, I guess, in your place had anchovies in it.
Yeah, but.
The best I can describe the mushroom ketchup is it tastes a little bit like, Worcestershire sauce.
No, the low sugar ketchup, it basically tastes like ketchup. It's just not as sweet.
Yeah. I'm not a big ketchup fan anyway. I will put it on, salmon patties, and I don't normally put it on french fries, but when my mother-in-law fries potatoes, I'll put it on those.
I don't know if it's a Pennsylvania thing or not, but I like to put ketchup on my, scrambled eggs.
I like hot sauce on mine.
Yeah, that too. I actually just got, I found, at Meijer last week, there's a one little end cap that had all stuff like made in Ohio, right? And it had a Ohio made hot sauce on there. And I got a bottle of that and it's really good. It's got like cayenne, I forget what all was in it. But it's not real, real hot. It's kind of mild.
Wait, what's mild?
The hot sauce.
What's the sauce called?
I'll get it for you. Just a minute. It's made by the Chillicothe Sauce Company, so it's made just south of here.
So Ohio white hot sauce. Well, how do you feel about an Ohio sauce, Dave?
Yeah, I can care less.
It's actually an officially licensed Ohio State product. So it's got the block O on it. But it's called the hot sauce from the Chillicothe Sauce Company. It has cayenne, jalapeno, and I think pepper.
Does Ohio State have an ag department?
Yes, they do.
Okay. I could live with one hot sauce the rest of my life. So, I mean, I'm that way.
Frank's Red Hot.
No, Louisiana. Just a plain old red dot Louisiana hot sauce. That's all I need. The cheap stuff.
I got bacon hot sauce, too.
Why don't you just make it bacon and then put hot sauce on it?
I've done that. Bacon with wing sauce on it is fantastic. But that's
buffalo
the sauce
style
I got
bacon.
There. Why not?
That's crazy talk. Next you'll be telling me there's a buffalo, buffalo style suppository.
Crazy talk.
Now, that would hurt, man.
Dave's getting used to it.
You call them boneless wings or saucy nugs?
Boneless wings. I will never call them saucy nugs. I was complaining about that today. We were someplace in Clemson.
That's what they have at Wendy's.
Yeah, and they had a Wendy's billboard up talking about their saucy nugs. It's just like, that's just bad marketing. I mean, I guess it's not.
I don't know.
We're talking about it now, so it's probably great marketing.
Exactly. It's great marketing.
But I'm not going to call it that.
Why not?
I don't know. Why rename someone that's already got a name? I mean,
I don't know why they call them boneless wings, because they aren't even wings.
Nah, yeah.
They're white meat.
Yeah.
Just.
That's nuggets. What I might do.
Sauce nuggets, right? That's it.
Saucy nugs.
I like my wing with the bone in, right, Dave?
Nah, that's not me.
What? Flats or drums, though?
I went and got a haircut yesterday, and they trimmed my beard, but I don't let them touch the mustache. The mustache is big, and I have to wax it, and it hangs over my lower lip if I don't. So anything on a, you know.
Okay, Santa.
Eating a wing on a bone is just messy for me, so. I need to eat.
You know what, Dave? You just learn to live with it.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you?
I don't like food on my face.
Then don't call it a wing.
It's the juxtaposition of the food in his face.
That's right. I like flats slightly better than
I'd like drumsticks myself,
because I think they have a little more flavor.
Oh, you call them flat? But you're saying flats?
Yeah, you know how a chicken wing is two parts.
There's two parts.
Drumstick and the flat. They call it the flat.
Okay, I didn't know that.
What do you call it?
I call them drumsticks and wings. I thought that was the wing portion, but I guess the drumstick.
Well, no, see, the drumstick on a wing is different than drumsticks.
Yeah.
Drumsticks are legs.
Yeah.
But
do you like chicken feet, Dave?
I've never had chicken feet.
Kind of get yourself out to that local dim sum restaurant, and they have them on there.
Or you can get you some pho or pho.
Dim sum. You like what, Dave?
The pho.
Yeah.
Pho is delicious.
Hey, what's that sandwich, the Ben
Banh Mi?
Banh Mi.
Oh, God, I love that.
Pork. Yeah. Pork Banh Mi, that's what I want. Barbecue pork.
I got my issue of Cook's Illustrated today, and it has.
You subscribe to a magazine?
Yeah, it's for the article.
To three magazines. Yeah, it's for the.
No, are you fucking 60?
What?
We talked
about this.
Yeah, he likes physical books too. Yeah.
Yes. I just had to
poke fun at you. That's all.
I like a magazine. I don't subscribe to them anymore.
Right. Well, that's like. Well, my problem is like the only magazine I like is QST. QST is what you get if you are a member of the ARRL, the American Radio Relay League. It's a ham radio thing, but. The last time I was a member, which I'm not now, but the last time I was a member, the magazine was 90% ads and 10% content. I'm like, I don't really need that.
Lots of magazines that way. What are the other two magazines you subscribe to, Dan?
Well, hold on. I was going to say they have a Vietnamese, a Northern Vietnamese recipe in there for the grilled pork. And I'm looking forward to making it, because I love.
Once you get the parts for your grill.
So I have, Well, no, I have a functioning grill. I just wanted them as backups primarily. I got The Atlantic. I've got Wired. I've got Philosophy Now, and Cook's Illustrated.
Yeah, that's four. Okay, I thought you said three.
We got four now. Well, I said a couple.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to add on to that Cook's Country because I really like Cook's Illustrated. Is they go deep into techniques and stuff. So taking the techniques I learned in there and applying it to other stuff.
You like going deep.
I going deep, Dave.
That's what she said.
I'll tell you what. You know, a lot of in Asian cooking, they velvet meat, and you know what that is?
No, velvet meat.
It's called velveting. It's the process of taking usually cornstarch, a little bit of baking soda, and oil, and sometimes usually like soy sauce, Shaoxing wine, or you could even do mirin. Sherry or whatever, some flavorful liquid if you want, and you let the meat marinate in that mixture, and you can add an egg yolk in with that too, or egg white, and it kind of tenderizes it, but it also it infuses it with a bit of that whatever liquid that you're in there because it soaks it in.
Like and, some sesame oil or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
You put sesame and tenderize it. And then you either cook it to 80% in a wok with oil, or you drop it into boiling water for like 90 seconds and then you pull it out so it's like 80% done. And then you then put it back into the dishes. I've tried making chicken sandwiches with velveted chicken thighs that I've deboned. And, oh, it tastes so good. It's like,
nice.
But, you know, it's taking those kind of techniques and trying them in other places to see how they work out.
Now, I've just completely lost my vocabulary on this, but what's the method of cooking a steak where it's in a vacuum bag and you
sous vide.
Yeah, sous vide. Have you seen the dishwasher sous vide steaks?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, I saw a chef, a video of a chef a couple of weeks ago. And, you just take the steak and you put it in your dishwasher for an hour running on hot. And then you sear it and you're done. they look good.
I've done sous vide. I don't know. I've gone back to, just doing it without sous vide, and I'm able to get, like, I haven't dried anything out.
You ever do it in a cast iron fry pan?
What, steaks?
Yeah.
I have. The one thing that I miss is the charcoal smoky flavor that gets deposited on there. When you're doing it.
And fried steaks can be a little...
It's still good, but it's...
They're delicious.
Doesn't have... You know, it's the same thing with... you know, pretty much anything that I could do it on a charcoal grill. I love charcoal, that charcoal flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
The smoky flavor.
That's why I went to a Pit Boss instead of another gas grill, because I like the flavor it gives to the meat. I haven't fired it up yet this year. It's too much freaking rain so far. Dang.
I'll tell you what, though, I ain't gonna be cooking my steak in a dishwasher. That sounds
right up my alley. The easier, the better.
What I need to do again is I need to do some salmon on a cedar plank. Oh, I love salmon.
Salmon's good.
I'm the only person that eats it, though, and that's part of the problem. Well, yeah, because I want to eat the whole damn filet, man.
But then
and I shouldn't.
Well, because there's worse things you can eat.
Yeah, there are, but this is not. You know, but either way, most of filet. Well, I can get smaller ones, but like it's not. Is it really worth getting a smaller one?
Well, you get a big one and cut it and freeze.
Yeah, that's what I'd have to do, or just. What I could do is I can meal prep it. You know, cook it. Have one serving and then put the rest up for lunch with some salad and stuff. That's actually what I did do. I found this recipe has kale. It has chicken, and you know, like shredded chicken, and a roasted sweet potato, and a peanut dressing. Now, the peanut dressing I kind of cheated on. I got some peanut sauce and some ginger salad dressing and mixed it together, which comes real close to what they have. Now, I think next week I have to get some lime juice, and I'll try making the dressing and the recipe.
But the only thing I put on grilled salmon is butter and hot sauce.
Well, the butter and hot sauce?
Well,
you don't put no lemon? Sauce. No lemon?
No, no. Don't need nothing but hot sauce, really.
But anyway, so for that salad, you divide up the greens, and then you put the roasted potatoes in the oven, sweet potatoes, and then you can put the sweet potatoes, chicken, and the kale together, and then right before lunch, I get the salad out of the fridge. I top it with I throw the peanut dressing on top, shake it up, you know, to get the dressing all over the place, and then top it with some chopped peanuts. And man, that's a good salad.
Sounds awful.
It's healthy. That's why it sounds awful, right?
You grind that up and you just freeze it and then shape it, and you got yourself a level one suppository there.
Yeah.
Food
but
processor.
You see, the thing is,
science.
When you have a salad, what do you do? What do you do? Get like iceberg lettuce? Because iceberg lettuce it might be low calorie, but there ain't much there for you.
Yeah, Dave.
If you get something like salad greens, like kale or spinach, there's some vitamins in those things.
Or
yeah.
Mustard greens or radicchio. Or
arugula.
I like all that stuff. I mean, I get mustard greens. I mean, I healthy greens are good. I just don't want
watercress,
peanut and ginger on it.
Cabbage.
That's my main criticism about a lot of restaurants. When you go and get the salad, it's almost always fucking iceberg. That's because it's cheap
and crispy and tasty.
I like mustard greens. I like spinach. I mean,
baby spinach salads. I love
turnip leaves.
Yep. That's the only kind. Well,
chard.
I will eat cooked spinach, but only if it came from like fresh, like that canned shit, that Popeye spinach in a can. No way, that's gross.
You know what a snard is?
A what?
A snard.
What's a snard?
That's when you sneeze and crap yourself.
Well, what's better than burp spinach? Snart?
Do what, Dan?
Is that how you're making your canned spinach?
You ever burp snorted?
No.
You know what that is, right?
I've never snorted.
What? You burp and shit your pants at the same time?
Is that possible?
You burp, sneeze, and fart at the same time. That's a burp snort. You ain't seen Grown Ups 2, man, the movie?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't know if I saw the two. I saw the first one.
I think it's in the first one too, a burp snart.
We gotta start wrapping this up.
I guess so.
Alright, you can have your burp snart, Dave, and eat it too. See you in a week. Have a happy one, and hopefully the weather will still be a lot warmer. Here are your promo.
I am short.
Oh my god, it's Hacker
Public Radio! Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up. It's over.
Well, you were making egg poo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah. Where's Joe?
He
died.
Oh, it's too bad.
There he is. Yeah. I got blueberry muffin protein this week, man.
You gonna share it with Joe?
If he was here, I would.
He's got a muffin for you, Joe.
The only thing with it is it tastes more like the cake part of the blueberry muffin than it does blueberries.
Yeah, the man cake part, right?
So maybe toss in some blueberries in it and it might be better.
Is it a shake?
Yeah, you just put 4 ounces of water in one scoop. That's 20 some grams of protein. That's the level one, the slowly assimilated one that it's supposed to last you like 3 hours. So, instead of the isolate, which is like right away. I had to have that instead of, my Formula One, cause I was gonna drink that. The Formula One I like a little bit better. You mix it with more water and it's just not grainy. It mixes more like a drink stick.
But, fellas, I'm gonna call it a night. I thought y'all
did. Yeah, me too.
Stop. Start. How's Dave? Did he say he wasn't coming today? I didn't see anything.
I don't think so.
I don't see an email.
Yeah, I was ordering that other protein, and they offered me like $20 off of the Ignition product too, so I got that coming too. I'll try that next week.
Fucking David Yates, man.
Again.
Oh, there he is.
there he is.
You're talking about
I just lost
getting
my
a mouthful of protein and then Dave shows up.
There you go.
Swoosh a little around in your mouth.
I lost my 150th pound today.
Oh, good
for you.
Awesome.
Yeah, I had a kind of a recovery run. I had extra time. I'm trying to go to bed earlier. So I went to bed like about 9:30. Didn't fucking matter. 4 o'clock, my eyes pop open and I laid there and wrestled with trying to get a little bit more sleep and now it just wasn't going to happen. So got up, did some cleaning, folded my laundry and then went to the gym, got dressed, went to the gym. Did 40 minutes at 4 miles an hour. So it's just kind of the watch. Whenever you start the treadmill workout, tells you what it thinks you should do. And I went with what it said today. It said do a recovery, which means I just ran slower and I ran longer too. I went for like 40 minutes instead of 30. So. Got a good workout in, good enough anyway to keep my workout load up. Tomorrow's boot camp day, my favorite day of the week.
Dun, 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 dun.
I think next week I'm probably going to order up some, I might try Megawatt next week. That's their pre-workout. Got 110 on the curl, arm curl machine this week too. Starting to get better.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Joe.
Howdy, Joe.
Little Joe.
That's me.
Yeah.
Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle there and a bustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey, Joe. Finish it, Dave.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Yeah, all right. Good
read.
That's right. Did Joel know that?
Hmm?
Yeah, there we are.
I'm only halfway listening.
Oh, Well, so I've been in Iowa for a week.
Yeah, yeah, sorry to hear about
you said.
Foster father passed away.
Dead,
right?
Foster father.
Foster dad, sorry.
Was it expected?
He's been having some trouble for a while. My foster mom says it's probably better that he passed because he'd been in so much pain for so long. So, wow. I guess, Agent Orange exposure finally got him.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
How old was he?
77.
77?
Yeah.
That's good.
When I was in high school, I worked at a grocery store bagging groceries, and there was a guy that would come in there routinely to buy groceries, but he never wore shoes. And during the summer, I don't think he rarely wore a shirt. But the story was, is it was Agent Orange had done something to his nerve endings to the point that he couldn't wear socks or shoes or anything on his skin would just was extremely painful for him. But I'd never heard that before. But I don't know that's. Well, all exposure to Agent Orange, or it was his case, or what? But
for Bob, basically, he would breathe, but oxygen wasn't making it to his blood.
Yeah.
And I guess also he's always had some lower back and knee problems, and there was some blood flow restriction there as well, and he had. Evidently, he couldn't feel his feet.
Yeah.
So.
Neuropathy.
Yeah. They had to wear special socks to be able to drive, the ones that provide electrical impulses for when he presses on things. So he didn't overpress the gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Grandpa. Well, my grandpa, he had gangrene and had to start off, you know, losing limbs and stuff. And he had the one cut off. And he had a prosthetic, but he's never really able to walk on it for extended periods of time. He had too much phantom pain from the gangrene.
Yeah, my foster mom and my foster dad before he passed were both essentially in wheelchairs all the time, and they're out at that giant farm of theirs, and I understand they never wanted to leave the farm, and even Nita by herself, that's my foster mom, by herself now, refuses to leave the farm, and I understand that completely. I mean,
yeah.
I get it.
You get to choose where you go out, so.
Yep.
All right, yeah. We start the show this almost on time. Should we do it to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all here. What do you know?
All right, well, let's do it. Holy crap. What episode is this, Dave?
It is 1094.
1094, you are correct, sir. You win the prize again this week.
1094.
Joel, tell Dave what he's won. Which part of your body has Dave won?
Jack shit.
Yes, you have got his jack shithole. All right, let's see. 1094.
New place to test out those flavored suppositories.
That's right. Oh... Dave says I keep putting them up there, but it'll just fall right out.
Uh-huh.
Let's do it.
Smooth it, X-Lax.